This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Hello and welcome to Your Therapy Guide, a podcast created to help you navigate your therapy journey. I'm Dr. Yodgar Fard, and I'm so glad you're here. In this episode, I'll do my best to answer two of the main questions I hear most often. What exactly is therapy and how does it work? Let's start by addressing a common picture people have in their minds. You might be imagining a therapist sitting in a chair, scribbling notes while you lay on a couch talking for an hour. While some specific types of therapy do involve a couch, for the most part, modern therapy is a lot different. Instead, think of therapy as a special kind of conversation you have with your therapist. Therapy offers you a safe, confidential place to talk about your life and anything that may be confusing, painful, or uncomfortable. It's a structured space where you can talk openly and honestly about your life, your challenges, and your feelings with a trained professional who is there to listen attentively and to help you improve things. My role as your therapist isn't to give you advice or tell you what to do. My role is to be a guide, a partner in your journey. We work together to help you develop a deeper understanding of yourself, your patterns, and to equip you with the tools you need to make positive changes. In a future episode, I'll talk about the different approaches in psychology and how we might use them together. So, what are some of the reasons people decide to see a therapist? You may be seeking clarity in some areas of your life, wanting to work through complex emotions, working through a traumatic experience, challenging negative thinking patterns, learning new techniques to cope with difficult situations, or simply focus on personal growth. And a question that often comes up is, how will therapy make me feel? Therapy is a very personal process, is not a universal cure-all. Because we are talking about very personal and often painful things, it can sometimes be difficult to keep going. You may even go through a period of feelings worse than when you started. However, therapy should enable you to feel better in the long run. If you do experience a period of feeling worse, it is absolutely essential to talk to your therapist about it so you can ensure you get the best out of your therapy. So, how does this actually work in practice? Therapy is a collaborative partnership, is not a one-way street. We are a team working together. I bring the training and the tools, and you bring the knowledge of your own life and your willingness to explore. It's a process, not an event. Usually, it will take a number of sessions before therapy starts to make a difference. However, on rare occasions, a single session may be enough. It's a safe space. The most important thing is that this is a safe, non-judgmental space. You can share your deepest fears, your biggest mistakes, and your most private thoughts without fear of criticism. A note on cultural background, therapists come from a wide range of backgrounds and culture. If you are looking for a therapist to understand your cultural background, it is possible to find an appropriate one for your needs. The choice you have will depend on how and where you access therapy. As a takeaway for today, I want you to simply reflect on this question. If I were to begin this journey, what is the first step I'd hope to take? There is no right or wrong answer. It might be simply showing up, or it might be sharing something you've never told anyone before. Just hold that thought. Thank you for joining me on this first episode of Your Therapy Guide. I hope this has given you a clearer picture of what to expect from therapy. These short episodes are designed to answer some of the most common questions my clients ask, and I encourage you to listen to other episodes to find answers to your questions. Don't forget to subscribe to this podcast and follow me on my social media channels so you don't miss any future episodes. You can find all the links in the show notes. Until next time, take care.